Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I hope you're good on this Thursday. Hope you had a great day. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Wherever you're at, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I hope you had a good day. We've already discussed a lot, okay? We talked about the NFL trade deadline. We heard from some of the players that have been moved. Like, how does Quinnen Williams feel about being a Cowboy? He's excited. Of course he would. He left the Jets. Well, the Jets are worse than the Cowboys. We heard from Sauce Gardner. He was running around in his house. He didn't say the Jets suck. He's happy to be a Colt, but he went from a loser to a winner. We talked about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, man, he's on injured reserve with a busted up foot. It's like the Cardinals are slowly trying to push him out. Like, we don't need no controversy. You just sit your hurt behind over there. We do not need you right now. And we got more to get into. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we'll have a conversation with Mike Chappelle from Fox 59 in Indianapolis. We'll get his thoughts on the Colts. Okay, the Colts are going to be in Berlin on Sunday, taking on the Atlanta Falcons. We'll see how that one goes. And we got more guests coming through. We got Hannah Van Bibber joining us next hour to talk about all the gambling news that came around today. Of course, gambling is taking over sports, right? ESPN is moving gambling houses. We got players that are getting arrested for gambling. We got college athletes. We don't know if they could gamble. Who knows? We got Thursday Night Football. How could I forget it's Thursday? We got Las Vegas and Denver coming up. You know what? When we finish with Mike Chappelle, we'll talk about that game. There's a lot that we need to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. Here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Me, you can find me on the internet. I exist at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the place on social media. How about that? We have no idea where Kyler Murray is going. We have no idea where LeBron is going. He's sitting on the bench. We know that much. I know where I'm in. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. There's so much uncertainty. Where are people going? Who's coming? Who's going? Who's staying? Who's leaving? No idea. You know, last night, unfortunately, I wasn't here on the air. I was traveling, running around. Big shout-outs to Raiders legend Tim Brown. I popped up in Dallas to see a legend. And, you know, I got back to Atlanta, and then I had some time. I said, oh, my God, the San Antonio Spurs are taking on the Lakers. Why not watch this game? You got Luka Doncic, one of the best scorers in the game. Heading into night, last night, he was averaging 41 points a game. And then you got Victor Wembanyama, who in the last game, you know, he wasn't out here dropping 40. He had like 9 points in the San Antonio Spurs loss. But you want to see how he was going to go out there and bounce back. It wasn't a great game, at least not for Wembanyama. He was in foul trouble, fouled out at the end of the game. The Lakers ultimately beat the Spurs 118 to 116. The Lakers now have a record of 7-2. Wembanyama finished with 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 block. He had 6 fouls, 5 turnovers. 7-4, 7-5. He had to be careful with shot blocking the shots. You know, he don't want to pick up a lot of fouls. And he ended up fouling out anyway, a charge on Rui Hachimura. But I don't want to talk about the freakness or how freaky tall or whatever the hell it is with Wembanyama. We'll talk about the Lakers. They're 7-2, and they've been doing this without LeBron James. LeBron James has yet to play a game this season. We learn that he's been dealing with sciatica in his back down into his leg, dating back into the summertime. And, I mean, we've even had Austin Reeves, who he scored like 50 points a couple days ago. He's now out with a minor injury. And then Luka has kind of been in and out the lineup. But now Luka, last night, dropped 35 points. This is a team that you think is going to win something? Jake LaRavia is putting up 27 points against the Timberwolves. You know, Anthony Edwards is on the bench going, who the hell is that guy? DeAndre Ayton last night went 22-10. Marcus Smart out there playing defense. When's the last time you saw Marcus Smart healthy on a good team? The Lakers are 7-2. They don't have LeBron. It makes you go, does LeBron feel that he can come back and help them? Of course he does. Why would he think any less of himself? Does LeBron think that he no longer fits in? Why would he think that? LeBron has to think that he fits in with anybody. But how does LeBron James fit on a winning team that doesn't need or have him right now? He was supposed to return at some point in mid-November. Well, damn it, it's November 6th. We're going to blink. Does it seem like LeBron's going to be back next week? I doubt it. Shams was on ESPN. He gave an update on LeBron James.
Malika, LeBron James has been working out individually, and I'm told the next step for him is 5-on-5 live play, and he will not be traveling on the Lakers' upcoming 5-game week-long road trip that starts in Atlanta this weekend. So it's unclear whether he's going to be able to get that live action while the team is on the road, potentially doing it with the G League South Bay team, or do the Lakers and LeBron wait for the team to get back on November 16th, and then the live play process can begin then? I was told today that Lakers personnel are still operating under the belief LeBron James's debut will be around mid-November, but this is uncharted territory. He turns 41 next month. He's in his 23rd record NBA season, and that's why Rob Pelinka's three signings this offseason, Jake LaRavia, DeAndre Ayton, and Marcus Smart, have been so important, paying dividends with the depth without one of the best players of all time in LeBron James.
Well, he is right. The Los Angeles Lakers will be here in Atlanta on Saturday. LeBron James will not be here. Well, there's a lot of Laker fans here in Atlanta disappointed. Any Laker fan disappointed. Bought tickets to see LeBron. LeBron James is out. What is he hurt with? Well, he got sciatica. Okay, so that's one thing. At least you get Luka. All right, maybe Luka will show up in your city and just drop a million points. Here in Atlanta, I expect Luka to have a field day. Unfortunately, Trae Young is out with a sprained MCL. Otherwise, they would have had a nice little battle. Keep in mind, they were traded for each other on draft night. And I think we know who the better player is between Luka and Trae Young. So I can see Luka here in Atlanta just absolutely torching the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks are big. They got some big defenders, so we'll see what happens there. But outside of that, LeBron James is going to practice. Okay, he's going to do 5-on-5 with who, trash cans? You're just going to have LeBron running back and forth with, I don't know, 10 G-leaguers with him, 9 G-leaguers? This just doesn't sound that he'll be back. Mid-November is next week. I don't think LeBron is just going to be out there. I doubt it. Okay, Luka Doncic, the guy who ended up dropping 35 points last night, he said, listen, folks, okay, LeBron is going to make us better, but everybody right now is doing a damn good job.
We're still missing Bron, so this team has a big potential. But everybody steps on court, gives maximum, man. Everybody, so it's very enjoyable to play.
Man, I can't even believe DeAndre Ayton is giving effort. We haven't seen him play this well since he was in the finals with Phoenix, and I had to go, oh, DeAndre Ayton was the number one overall pick out of Arizona. And sometimes DeAndre Ayton, you have, do you like basketball? You're just doing this for a job. I get it. There's a lot of people who just get up and do what they do, not because they love it, but because it pays the bills. I understand that this man is playing a child's game, but DeAndre Ayton sometimes comes across as one of those guys. Last night, 22 points, 10 rebounds. He had 2 blocks. I guess he did his best against Wembanyama, whatever the case that might be. And so he's playing well for the Lakers right now. This is still the honeymoon. Even DeAndre Ayton says, listen, we could win a championship. I almost got close, I know.
You know, we've just been every day just drilling it in our heads, you know, having that championship mentality, championship shape, championship communication. And, you know, that's our motto, and that's what we've been going by, and it's super contagious.
Oh, okay, good. I'm happy for them. Yeah, we heard that at the end of last season when Luka Doncic was still fat. You had J.J. Redick coming out to the media telling everybody we need to be in championship shape. That wasn't addressed to old man LeBron James. That was addressed to your fat ass. And good for Luka. He came back and he got in shape. Lost weight, is fit, getting up and down the court. He's dropping almost 40 a game. Yeah, Luka Doncic, he looking good. Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, they're so good that even somebody like Kenny Smith, he was on ESPN, by the way, expect to see a whole hell of a lot more of Kenny Smith on ESPN. He'll be on First Take. He'll be on some of the halftime shows. Kenny Smith said when LeBron comes back, oh, this is going to be money.
Well, what is going to be the most interesting part is when LeBron comes back. Mm-hmm. Because the two guys who've had the most success while he's out, they're very ball dominant. So they need the basketball to make plays. They're playmakers, not play finishers. Play finishers, a guy just waits, dunks it. Perk was a play finisher. Just let him dunk it. You know, you put him in a box right there. Like I'm driving, put him in a dunk spot. He's going to dunk it. But then there's guys who know, no, I got to create to get a rhythm. And now can you have three guys on the same team be creators? I know, Coach, you had Jokic. You can't have three Jokic's.
Right.
It's impossible to have that because there's not enough ball movement and body movement to win. So it's going to be interesting to see what LeBron does and how he slides in.
Well, LeBron James is going to cut to the basket. You know, he'll be able to relieve them. Of course, we know who's taking a back seat. That will be Austin Reeves. Luka Doncic will be the primary ball handler. Both him and LeBron James will play off of each other. Everybody else will be beneficiaries. And then you're going to look at Austin Reeves and just go, hey, man, you got to give us some help. Here's the problem that I think the Lakers will have ultimately. With LeBron, well, it doesn't matter, of course, with LeBron. Let's assume he comes back. I think he will. It's still the depth and it's the bench. You know, it's the scoring. I mean, you have Luka. You have LeBron James. They'll be in the starting lineup. Do you want the scoring punch? Is Austin Reeves ultimately going to have to come off the bench? I don't know what moves the Lakers can move, or what moves they can make, I should say. I don't see no major move. Like, who are they just getting rid of that's going to help them? I still think they need depth. God bless them, they got DeAndre Ayton. One of the larger issues last season at the end was they didn't have size. They tried for size and ended up trading his ass back to Charlotte. They thought he was going to be hurt. Not a shock. Typically, he's always been hurt. The Lakers need a little bit more. I would not count on LeBron. They got a 7-2 record. LeBron James got a busted up leg right now. Who's to say that LeBron James comes back and is not busted up again? I mean, you need him at the end of the season. You don't need him right now. And the Lakers are in a great spot because they could have started off 2-7. And LeBron James could be sitting around going, see, yeah. Yeah, my leg will be better, but you should have given me my contract. You see what happens when I'm not there on the court. I don't look at this Lakers team and think championship. I still think they need more pieces. I think they need more depth. And I think they need more guys who can just go out there and score on their own. Okay, they got three guys who can just go get a bucket. But you're going to need some relief given the age of LeBron James. That's just the facts. It just can't all be Luka or Austin Reeves, and Austin Reeves doesn't play defense, so Luka can go out there and try. LeBron James is older. I think that's why you need more depth on this team. But God bless them for where they are right now. If someone who says you just need to grin and bear it, well, it's Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley was having a chat with Dan Patrick, and Charles Barkley said, listen, people, just worrying about LeBron and his injury, sciatica this, sciatica that. LeBron James is what we all know. He is just old.
LeBron's not out there. You said that he's got an old guy injury.
He's just old. Everybody gets old. He says a sciatica. You know what that means, Dan. Yeah, I know his back hurt. All old people back hurt. Dan, all old people back hurt. You can dress it up like a sciatica. You can come up with all these medical terms. LeBron is old.
Yeah, well, I mean, he ain't no telling no lies there. It's not like we waking up and we're hearing sciatica used for Zion Williamson's latest injury. I mean, when Zion gets hurt, they don't go, Zion is out fat. I mean, he lost weight. Bacha, when he comes back, is he going to be fat?
Nah, it's a low-grade hamstring. If he was a little bit heavier, it might have been a grade 2 or grade 3 hamstring strain. So maybe the weight loss did help a little bit. You're just hurt less.
It's just he'll be hurt less? Okay. Well, I mean, all of them years that he was out fat, or excuse me, out with the hamstring, they could have just put Zion out fat, and it would have made all the sense in the world. I mean, that's not to say that LeBron James, would anybody say anything? I mean, they'll put coach's decision or, you know, health or whatever the case might be. Well, LeBron James, we've legitimately reached the point where you can just go LeBron James out, old. I think Rick Popovich actually did that at one time when he was still coaching the San Antonio Spurs with Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili. Just put old. And welcome to the world of load management. Thank you so much, Greg Popovich. The Lakers will be fine throughout the course of the season. Are they going to be championship fine? I'm not so sure. I'm not a fan of this team. This team is good. I think they'd have to move Reeves to the bench, and I think they'd have to have somebody else that steps up in a big way. I'm not big on the Lakers' depth. Good luck. They're 7-2 right now. That's certainly a good thing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. We are going to take a break. Lakers are a good team. Are they going to be a championship team? I don't think so. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to talk about a good team. I also don't believe they will be a championship team. We're going to have a conversation about the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to be joined by Mike Chappelle from Fox 59 in Indianapolis. Let's get his thoughts on the addition of Sauce Gardner. Let's ask him about Daniel Jones. We'll have that chat with Mike Chappelle on the other side. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, the Indianapolis Colts have been busy. I mean, this entire season, Daniel Jones has looked good, and they just decided to trade for Sauce Gardner, gave up 2 picks. Is this enough to get them over the hump? Did they give up too much? What can we expect? Is Ballard behind on the line? Is this why he's doing this? Is Taylor in the MVP conversation? To talk about all things Colts as they get ready for their matchup in Berlin against the Atlanta Falcons. Joining us right now is Mike Chappelle. You can catch Mike on Fox 59 covering all things Indiana sports and the Colts. Mike, thank you for the time.
My pleasure. What's going on?
Well, we know what's going on. The Indianapolis Colts, big move at the trade deadline, bringing on Sauce Gardner. We know that he just spoke to the media, introduced, and he's happy to be a Colt. Are the Colts happy to have him? The fan base, did they feel that they gave up too much? What say you?
Well, we'll see. I mean, if they go on and make a good run in the playoffs and are successful for a couple of years, this was a good deal. This all revolves around whether or not Daniel Jones is the right guy to be the quarterback. If he is, it's a good move, and you know, their first 8 games and they're 7-1. They played well. Pittsburgh, I hope, was an aberration. I think was an aberration. And if the quarterback doesn't work, then this was a bad move. because you can't have these kind of expenses with not only Sauce Gardner, but Mooney Ward and Cam Bynum. You know, those are both $60 million contracts. So this is going forward with these guys believing that what they've seen from Daniel Jones the first eight games gives them stability there. And then you start building around that, which they're doing. So, I think everybody's excited and optimistic, and we'll see. You just as long as Jones plays well, then this is a pretty good team. Now, is it a Super Bowl team? I don't know. I still think Buffalo is the best team in the AFC. I just do. But the rest of the AFC is just like a bunch of teams that you kind of like. You know, Baltimore's in such a hole that they can't afford to lose a game that they shouldn't lose. And Kansas City right now is not even in the playoff. You know, they're on the outside looking in. So this was a perfect time to do this. They're getting a player that's 25, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
His cap number's very good for the next couple of years. So I understand why they did it, and we'll know in about a year or two whether this was the right move to make.
Mike Chappelle is here with us from Fox 59 in Indianapolis. You talk about Daniel Jones, and this is an indictment. This move would have been made if he wasn't performing well. What's impressed you about Daniel Jones? We've seen him have success with the Giants. What's impressed you up until now, and what is an area that you still think he could improve on?
Well, what's impressed me, this reminds me of, like for the Giants fans, what was it, 2022 when they made the playoffs? He had a really good year, took care of the ball, and he had Saquon Barkley, who gave him a real, what was it, 1,300 yards and whatever it was, 10 or 12
right.
touchdowns. So the Jones didn't have to do more than what he could do. And that's what these first eight games were. I mean, he had Jonathan Taylor, who thrust himself in MVP talk or Offensive Player of the Year talk, and he still is, again, with the bad game in Pittsburgh. But I've been impressed by him. And it always comes out wrong, but he's not a game manager, but he's managing this offense really well. 70% completion, getting the ball where it needs to go. And again, until Pittsburgh, protecting the ball before the game, before Pittsburgh, they had 9 sacks and 3 turnovers. And that's what they believe. And I tend to believe him too, that's the real Daniel Jones that we've seen here. And I realize the Giants fans say, yeah, that we just saw, you guys just saw what we've seen. Well, we'll see. And we don't know. So, but when he plays like he did the first eight games, this is a pretty good team. They're not asking him to do too much. Again, he had protected the ball, and he's getting the ball down the field. His yards per attempt was pretty impressive. So, again, I understand their optimism, and we'll see if that works.
Mike Chappelle here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We have to see if it works. If it does, if this Indianapolis Colts team, I don't know, wins a playoff game, what does that mean for his future moving forward? Are they going to just say, oh, we got to keep you for the long run? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought, in all honesty, when they made the trade and gave up 2 first-round draft picks and A.D. Mitchell, who he's got a chance to be a really good receiver. Things didn't go well here, but
right.
He's got a chance to be really good. But that the trade told me that they believe Daniel Jones is their guy, which means, again, unless this thing just makes a really U-turn and goes south, they're going to re-sign him or retain him, however you want to put it, because they could always franchise tag him next year, which is, I think it's like $49 million, so that's a huge investment. But it told me they were going to re-sign Jones, and it told me they were going to re-sign Alec Pierce, their number 2 receiver here, which I realize New York doesn't care about. But it told me, again, the only reason you make that move is that you think you've got the quarterback situation solved, which they haven't had here since Andrew Luck retired. So that's what it tells me now, whether, again, then the argument or the discussion is, what's the contract? Is it going to be that next $50 million guy? I don't think so. But Sam Darnold got a pretty good contract, was it $33, $35 million, whatever. I think that's more likely. And that probably depends on what type of success they had. Did they squeak into the playoffs? Did they win the division? Did they win a playoff game? Did they get to the championship game or the Super Bowl? His asking price probably dovetails with what they do in the playoffs. Again, if they get there, they've not gotten there at all since 2020. So, but again, in my mind, the draft making that trade said he's our guy, or they wouldn't have made the trade.
And Mike Chappelle is here with us, covers the Colts with Fox 59, CBS 4 Sports in Indianapolis. Well, they made the trade. The offense has been moving. You got Jonathan Taylor, who's one of the best backs in the entire NFL, if not the best back at this so far this season. We know they made the trade for Sauce Gardner because the passing defense hasn't been up to snuff. Is there any other, or are there any other holes or concerns you have about this squad moving forward? What keeps them away from being, oh my God, they can really push forward towards the Super Bowl?
Yeah, barring another injury someplace, we got a little bit of a semi-shock today where DeForest Buckner, their defensive tackle, who's one of the top, I don't know, five interior tackles in the league, is out with a neck injury, which is sort of a surprise here. Something like that could hold them back. You know, it's kind of like that whack-a-mole where you solve one issue and then another one pops up. Hopefully this is not a long-term thing with him. And also they've got, like right now, their other starting corner is Mooney Ward, who they paid the big money for, and he's in concussion protocol. But they on IR with the concussion, I think the expectation is he'll be back after the bye. In my mind, the only thing that really holds him back is an injury like a Buckner. To where they don't have that type of player to replace him. He's just that good. But barring that, I just think again, this is a good team. When everything works right with the offense and the defense has been okay. I still don't like their linebackers. They need better linebackers. But that's something that they'll deal with in March and April. But again, barring injuries that would really mess things up, I think this is a playoff team, and the only thing that messes this up is themselves by not playing well, primarily offensively, because this offense has been pretty good, 32 points a game, and when they do their job, they're pretty good, and they're not good enough to do what they did in Pittsburgh, for crying out loud. Six turnovers is ridiculous. You have six turnovers, you're not going to win. I think most of it's on them. If they play well, I like their chances.
Well, we know there's a good portion of the country, even though it's going to be early, they're going to have the spotlight on them as they get ready to take on the Falcons in Germany. What do you expect America to see or learn in that game as the Colts have the spotlight on them?
Yeah, offensively, will they bounce back? I think they will. But until you do, you know, there's questions. And again, it all comes back to Daniel Jones. I'm sure the Giants fan base said, yeah, see, there you go. That's the guy we know. Well, and the only way for Jones on the offense to say, no, that's not us, is to go out and play well. And you know, I think probably overseas is a hard place to do it because your schedule's messed up and, you know, the games are sometimes ugly. And it's hard to know what you're getting with the Falcons. They're good enough to beat Buffalo, and they're bad enough to lose to Miami. So it's just hard to know what you're going to get. They got great talent, great marquee talent. But I want to see how this offense comes back and plays. I think the defense will be okay, but I want to see how this offense plays because that's what's going to carry this team to wherever they go.
Well, Mike, you had mentioned Andrew Luck's name. We know that the organization has pretty much been in flux since his sudden retirement back in 2019, and here we are all these years later. The team, the organization could be in flux, the passing of Jim Irsay, and here we are now. What are your thoughts as it relates to the organization, the Colts, just being stable at this point in time, and maybe being stable into the future?
I think they're very stable. The one thing that maybe nationally people don't understand is that Jim Irsay had been lesser in the picture the last, I don't know, year and a half because of his health. And Carly Irsay, his daughter, Carly Irsay Gordon, she's really, really been having a heavier role.
Oh, yeah.
She's the one of the three daughters. She's the one that's really involved with running the team. And I don't know how far you want to go back the last 5, 6, 7 years. She's heavily involved. She's learned. She's been in meetings. People see her on the sidelines.
Headset.
You know, it's funny. People see her on the sidelines with a headset and make a big deal. We've seen that forever. So it's in great hands, stable hands, knowledgeable hands. And she was fully endorsing this move. I think her father would have done the same thing. So, no, it's in good hands because of her and her sisters. And Carly and Chris Ballard are a good tandem right now. But you have to win. This is a bottom-line business. And, again, they've not won the AFC South since 2016 and not made the playoffs since Philip Rivers was there in 2020. So they need to win. I like the combination. I like the vibes. They can change so quickly, as we know, with injuries or a bad loss or whatever. But I don't think whatever happens will be because of bad leadership. I think they're in very sound hands. And, again, nationally, people may not know that with Carly, but she's learned from her father, learned what to do and maybe what to avoid, like Jim Irsay did with his father.
Yeah.
So the Colts were in very good hands as far as management going forward.
Well, that's good. It's good to see them have a quarterback right now. It's good to see Daniel Jones playing well. It's good to see the optimism back in Indianapolis. Hey, Mike, thank you for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you or your work on TV, online, on air. Fill us in.
Well, I'm in Chapel 51 on Twitter, and then I post on Fox 59 and CBS 4 and Indy. So tune in. We get all your readership and followers.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Mike, you're going to have a couple of beers on – well, you got to cover the game. But you're going to have a couple of beers, some bratwurst. What you doing with the game in Germany?
I did not make the trip. The things going on here, I did not make the trip. I've made a few trips overseas, London and Tokyo. This one I did not make. So now I've got to set my alarm for 8 o'clock to get up for that early game on Sunday, but we'll get by. It's always great, these overseas games, but, boy, they start early in the morning.
Yeah, well, you still have even more reason to have a beer, Mike. Even
there
more reason.
In my own living room, I'll do that.
Yeah, have a Kolsch. Hey, Mike, we appreciate the time, okay? We'll catch you soon.
Stay in touch. Be well.
No doubt about it. A big thank you to Mike Chappelle, who joins us, covers all things Indianapolis Colts for Fox 59. Yeah, the Colts, they're going to go to the postseason. What do they do when they get there? I could see them winning a round, and then I could see Daniel Jones throwing a couple of interceptions that sends them home. Hey, we're due for a Cinderella run in the Super Bowl. Like, we're due for a team to just kind of pop out of nowhere. We would just go, that guy made it? Look, I've been saying for years, I want to see the Baltimore Ravens get over the hump. I want to see Lamar Jackson in the Super Bowl. I want to see Josh Allen in the Super Bowl. Damn it, those are the two guys that I really want to see win a Super Bowl. Is it going to happen sooner than later? I certainly hope so. But I wouldn't be mad if we had a Cinderella run. We're due. Every now and then, just can't have the same old names. Can't be Patrick Mahomes winning every year or even getting there, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Well, speaking of the Super Bowl, I can tell you one team we will not see there. The Las Vegas Raiders. We're going to talk about the Raiders on the other side of the break. Also, at the same time, they're going to take on the Denver Broncos tonight. It's Thursday Night Football. The Broncos may make the Super Bowl. Las Vegas, don't count on it. We'll give you a preview of Thursday Night Football on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. But right now, what's going on in the whole world of sports? Here he is with a newsflash. It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast. Oh, I like this song. Make sure you play this one. I like it. I'm coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I've been eating long enough to stop being greedy. Botch, you know the rest?
Not at all. I know of DMX, though.
You keep it real, partner. Give to the needy. Well, this is a great one. Anyway, thank you so much to Mike Chappelle for joining us in the last break. We talked about the Indianapolis Colts. They brought on Sauce Gardner to help the passing defense. They're believing in Daniel Jones. They gave up 2 first-round picks for Sauce Gardner. And so things are on the up and up for the Indianapolis Colts. Listen, at worst, I think for right now, they're just they're a good team. I mean, can they develop into being a Super Bowl team? That would be pretty cool. I think the fans in Indianapolis, I think they would deserve that. It's just been rough going since Andrew Luck got beat to a pulp. Guy was out here peeing blood, ribs busted up, everything hurts. And he said, I'm gone. I'm not doing this. And now he's over here running football at Stanford. So he said, I ain't doing this. He took the money. He said, I'm done. He left money on the table. So I'm happy for the Colts fans that, they got a little bit of a turnaround right now. So thank you to Mike Chappelle for joining us in the last break. If you missed the conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Okay, we know the Indianapolis Colts are going to take on the Falcons this upcoming Sunday. I'll tell you this, before we even get there, we got Thursday night football. We're 30 minutes away from the Las Vegas Raiders playing in Denver, Colorado. And let's just say, and I'm not going out on a limb here, I think most common folks would say this, it ain't going to be so damn good for Las Vegas. They're expected to go out there and lose. They're about 10-point underdogs. We got two teams here going in different directions, okay? The Broncos, they got a 7-2 record. The Raiders are 2-6. This is what you call, really, just maybe a trap game for the Broncos. I mean, they were in one of these trap games a couple of weeks ago against the New York Giants. They were down 33-0. They ended up coming back, or 32-0. They came back and won 33-32. Scored all those points in the second half, and they showed that they could come back. They smashed the Dallas Cowboys 44-24. Cowboys lost again, by the way. And they just got by Houston. Damn it, they didn't just get by Houston. They knocked C.J. Stroud out of the game. The Denver Broncos have one of the best defenses in the entire NFL. They're 7-2. You got Knicks who can go out there. He can run around with the ball. People don't expect that from him. And he's still in his second year. I guess this is what happens when you play college football for just a million years. The Denver Broncos, let me tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if they were in the Super Bowl. I'm not saying I expect it. I expect some big things. I mean, they've been winning and winning and winning. 1, 2, 3, 4, a 6-game winning streak. Bo Nix says, yeah, we like winning. We want to keep on winning. Let's make it 7 tonight.
We've heard a lot about the win streak, but we're not even really, you know, thinking about that because we have so many things that we want to correct, and we feel like we haven't even played a complete game offensively, much less, you know, as a team.
Not enough about that. You want to talk about doing anything offensively? What are the Raiders doing out here? Ashton Jeantie has been disappointing. I mean, well, given an entire offense, how the hell is that guy expected to do anything? You got Geno Smith, who's had a case of the interceptions all season long. I mean, Geno Smith for the year, 11 touchdowns, 11 INTs. They've had to, unfortunately, deal with injuries. Brock Bowers has been hurt, feeling like most of the season, playing through pain. And then they just lost in overtime, the world's longest kick. They lost to Jacksonville. 30-29. Yeah, this is a bad team. The Raiders are a bad team. And Geno Smith says, well, I can't turn the ball over. I just got to not overanalyze and just throw it down the field.
It's important every week. I mean, there's a great pass rush on every single defense in the NFL. And getting the ball out, you know, protecting our guys up front with getting the ball out, not holding it too long is very important.
Well, specifically for you. I mean, well, I remember watching him in college. I certainly remember him starting with the New York Jets and Geno Smith. Him throwing the ball or holding it too long would lead me to believe that he was going to throw an interception. Geno Smith talked about fixing their offensive issues. How are you going to do it, Geno? Tell me.
It's important that our guys are running their routes and getting to the spots. The protection is critical up front. And then obviously me being accurate with the ball, getting it out on time and rhythm, allowing us to succeed and be at our best.
Yeah, we know. You should have just started with you first. Do that next time. Pete Carroll wanted Geno Smith because he's familiar with him. And by the way, both Pete Carroll and Geno Smith are just, they're glorified placeholders. Okay. Eventually, both of these dudes are going to be out of Las Vegas, and hopefully they could build and find suitable replacements behind them so there's a smooth transition. Geno Smith and Pete Carroll exist simply for the Raiders to not be worse than they already are, which is a tough thing to say. Pete Carroll says, yeah, our offense, how do we get better? We got to give the ball to Brock Bowers, okay?
We were just not on the same track for a good part of this season here. You know, really, Brock is an integral part of it. And it seems like everybody gets a little more open when he's out there.
Yeah, well, fortunately, he's been hurt throughout the course of the year. I'm happy for Pete Carroll. Gets to wake up and coach football and do what he likes to do. This is a lot of fun. Good for Pete Carroll. Even outside of Pete Carroll, he has to oppose Sean Payton, who I think is one of the biggest jerks in the entire NFL. No problem calling out Nathaniel Hackett, saying he's one of the worst coaches that he's ever seen in his life, did a terrible coaching job before he got there. You got Sean Payton taking, it's like taking a dump on everybody, taking a dump on Russell Wilson. Sean Payton is a jerk. But he had some positive words for Pete Carroll. You can't yell at an old guy, right?
Pete does a great job. He's always been, I consider, a good friend in the industry. Someone who's, you know you're going to get a real well-coached team.
Well-coached team. Okay. Boncha, that's the most positive thing he's said in a long time, right?
I think the only reason why he said that is just because seniority, I guess.
He's old.
If it was anybody else, anybody younger, I think he would have been competitive. Probably made a set. Maybe would have said, like, hey, good team over there, but he would never mention the coach.
Yeah, we got one old guy versus another. Well, let's see. What did Pete Carroll have to say about Sean Payton, who's also old?
They're a downhill running team and don't mind working the perimeter, all of that. I think it's, and you think of all the years with Drew Brees, you think of him as a passing guy, but they weren't when you played against them. They were always had a real good conscience about running the football.
Oh, okay. Listen, Pete Carroll. Well, Pete Carroll's a nice guy. Had positive words to say about Sean Payton. And Sean Payton, by the way, is only 61. Man, I guess the suspensions, he looked older than 61. Okay. Pete Carroll's almost, well, he's about 10, 12, 13 years older than him. Pete Carroll looks better than him. That's just my two cents. Well, anyway, I hope this is a good game. The only way it's a good game is if Denver disappoints. But Cortland Sutton, he says, listen, man, it's Thursday night football. We can't go out here and be ass.
There's no excuse for short week. You know, they have a short week. We have a short week. You know, there's no excuses for, you know, how you may feel. You might feel like 50%, but you got to go out there and perform at 100. So that's all that really matters.
Denver by a lot. Okay, I'm putting my money on Denver on this one. If the Raiders want to come out here and surprise folks, good for them. But Thursday night football could be a bloodbath. But every now and then, we get a good one, okay? Thought we'd have a shootout on Monday with the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to score worth a damn, okay? So when Thursday night football gets underway in about 25 minutes, you know, we'll keep you up to date with everything going on. That'll be a fun watch. It's the JR Sportbury Show on the – unless you're a Raiders fan. It's the JR Sportbury Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back on the other side. We got so much to do. Hannah Van Bibber is going to join us. Senior editor, covers all things sports betting for The Athletic. And then speaking of betting, how much you want to bet John Morant ends up on another team? We're going to give you an update on the destinations here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.